This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. A legislative committee has unveiled a draft oil and gas tax credit bill aimed at breaking an impasse that helped send lawmakers into overtime. The committee is proposing to phase out most existing oil and gas tax credits and call for a new tax structure for Cook Inlet by 2019. Representative Craig Johnson, who chairs the committee that released the draft, called it a starting point and a reasonable path forward. House Minority Leader Chris Tuck says the draft doesn't make enough changes to a program that has become a major spending item. Legislative leaders see reaching agreement on tax credits as crucial to making further progress on the revenue and budget bills. Lawmakers face a looming constitutional deadline to complete their work, or they could wind up in special session. Governor Bill Walker will name someone to a seat on the Alaska Supreme Court within the next few days. Four people have been nominated to fill the seat vacated by retiring Justice Dana Fabe. They include Susan Carney of the Office of Public Advocacy in Fairbanks, Superior Court Judge Andrew Guidi of Anchorage, Private Attorney Jonna Lindemuth of Anchorage, and Superior Court Judge Philip Pallenberg of Juneau. Southeast Alaska's for-profit Native Regional Corporation is back in the seafood business. Juneau-based Sea Alaska on Monday announced the purchase of a minority share of a Seattle processing plant. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Independent Packers Corporation is a specialty plant that processes about 50 million pounds of seafood annually. It's the first of several investments the corporation plans to announce this year. Sea Alaska Chief Operating Officer Terry Downs says it's a successful enterprise insulated from some of the industry's ups and downs.
The reason we like the business is because it's in the middle of the supply chain. You know, they touch a lot of different seafood companies. They never actually own the resource themselves, so they're not exposed to commodity price fluctuations. And so, you know, the earnings are more stable.
Sea Alaska bought less than half of the company, making it a minority owner. Downs says a confidentiality agreement prohibits him from releasing the amount invested or exact percentage purchased. He says the seafood business is part of a corporate strategy adopted in 2012.
In the past, Sea Alaska had owned businesses at arm's length, like plastics, injection molding, things like that. They didn't fit geographically, and they didn't fit with respect to the sector, and they didn't feel like businesses really felt like part of Sea Alaska and its ownership.
Sea Alaska has bought and sold companies for years, looking for new sources of revenue. But not everyone supports that strategy. Brad Flitch, a Juneau financial manager and Sea Alaska board candidate, says the purchases should stop. He's not ready to address the latest investment, but he says the stock market is a better bet.
Cavilco, the ANCSA Corporation for the Community of Kasan, you know, they have the right model. No, and just be a passive portfolio company. They don't own any operating businesses.
Sea Alaska has invested in fisheries before. There was Ocean Beauty Seafoods in the 1980s, but it was sold. More recently, the corporation put money into reopening Cake's fish processing plant. It's also invested in oyster farming.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.